Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the rollout of 5G, the network of the future, is likely to take a little bit longer and cost a little bit more than some may have expected. And in a recent report, Fitch Ratings shared that nearly half of the 90 publicly rated companies in their global telecom portfolio have low rating headroom, underlying the importance of prudent capital management. And to find out more, we're joined on the line today by Janice Chong, and she's the director of the Asia Pacific Corporates at Fitch Ratings. Janice, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So first, tell us, what impact do you see higher 5G spending having on telcos as a result, obviously, of everything that's been happening with COVID-19?
Yeah, I mean, there has been a more of a delayed rollout this year because of spectrum delays, and you know, the telcos are sort of seeing some procurement uncertainty, so that's been delayed to next year. So we're seeing a notable 5G investments in second half of next year, right up to 2022. Again, so some of these are due to spillover effects from this year, as we expect operating cash flows to significantly lag behind 5G investments in view of low returns. This will increase leverage for telecom operators, putting pressure on credit metrics.
What does this mean for the 5G rollout? Obviously, it's going to be delayed, but in terms of partnerships that may have been forged, what does this mean going forward? What are we looking at now in terms of a timeline, and what does this mean for the major players?
So the low returns on 5G investment means we are likely to see 5G adoption advancing unevenly across the Asia-Pacific region. So the same goes for Europe, which we expect to see a ramp up in 5G rollout in 2021, 2022, and Latin America thereafter. Also note that telcos are still recouping investments in 4G. So, you know, we are seeing a diverging trend between the more advanced markets such as Korea, China, the US, Australia, Taiwan, and Singapore, which are still going ahead with 5G rollout to lead technology innovations, but really the rest of the world are delaying discretionary spending to conserve cash.
We're speaking with Janice Chong, Director, Asia Pacific Corporates at Fitch Ratings. Janice, who's likely to be the worst impacted?
I think the cost, well, first of all, the cost of being a laggard in 5G or deprioritizing 5G may put companies at risk of falling behind rivals. So we see the importance of spending CAPEX on spectrum as vital in preserving competitive strength. So I think the subscale companies, smaller companies with weaker financial position have less flexibility to ride through the 5G investment upcycle. So these companies, we expect them to pursue network sharing and collaborations where regulatory environment permits.
Janice, looking across the region, looking at, you know, individual countries, where do you see rating pressure more pronounced? I mean, you mentioned in the report that about half of the 90 publicly rated companies in their in Fitch's global telecom portfolio have low rating headroom. So where do you see the most pressure?
Right. So we have we cover about 90 publicly rated companies in our global telecom portfolio, and the Asia Pacific region, in fact, is showing a more pronounced rating pressure than the other regions, simply because given the high capital expenditure in this region, it can range between 30% to 45% of revenue in emerging markets like Indonesia, India, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, just to name a few. And this really compares to the global average of just 16 to 17%. So in Asia Pacific, we are also seeing, this is generally a more prepaid market. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have the exception of certain developed markets like, you know, Singapore, Korea, and so on. But generally, very predominantly prepaid market in emerging countries. So there is immense pressure to keep prices affordable. So when we talk about ability to monetize, this is going to be challenging.
And talk to us about Singapore's push for 5G standalone networks, because we did see that 5G licenses were awarded to Singtel and a consortium with M1 and StarHub earlier this year.
Yes, I believe that will be still on track, mainly because if you look at, just within the region, I think Singapore, along with the very advanced market, there's been a bigger push for, to be at the forefront of 5G innovation. Whereas countries like mostly in the European countries, we've seen a conscious delay in spectrum rollout given the uncertain economic environment. But here, in fact, we have brought it forward, the spectrum allocation, to April, end of April this year. So, and also there's been a push by the government in terms of creating a ecosystem to develop new use cases in the enterprise application. So I think Singapore is going the right way. Generally, we are a small country here, but I think in terms of building an ecosystem and, sort of deploying a 5G standalone network, it will be fairly fast because of the, it's basically a much smaller country. So in terms of coverage, that's quite small as well.
And outside of the COVID-19 conversation, we have seen some political back and forth between the US and China and restrictions on Chinese 5G equipment potentially, and that could possibly delay 5G rollouts as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
This Huawei restrictions have been going on for more than a year. I think it's about 18 months now, since 2018. So what they've done is that it has created procurement uncertainties in markets whereby, they are heavily reliant on Huawei or ZTE. So what's the 5G roadmap going to be? So that has caused a delay rollout. And secondly, it has also increased investment costs. Give you some, the Chinese vendors' share of global radio access network globally is about more than 40%. We are looking at a much higher percentage in Asia Pacific, and in some emerging markets, it is almost entirely dependent on these vendors. So a phase out of 5G equipment could also prompt a replacement of existing 4G infrastructure due to the lack of interoperability between the different vendor systems. So this has also given rise to what we call an alternative 5G network based on open industry standards, whereby operators can, on multi-vendor source rather than a single, depending on a single vendor system.
Janice, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Janice Chong, Director, Asia Pacific Corporates at Fitch Ratings, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.